In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. If you read those verses, you will find the word "if" comes three times in those three verses. Twice, if we claim we have no sin, if we bury our head in the sand, if we refuse to acknowledge that which is obvious, we are deceiving ourselves, and we're making our God a liar because he has told us we are sinners, and we know it. But there is a third "if" in the middle. If we confess our sins, then God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will purify us. Now, there's much that could be said about these three verses, but I want to concentrate on this short word, this very short word. How much hangs on it? If we confess our sins. Now, this doesn't mean going into a box and telling a fellow sinner about our sins. It means going to Christ, the only priest, the only great high priest who can remove sin. His blood and righteousness. His blood will wash us from our sins. His righteousness will clothe us. So, if we confess our sins. Millions refuse to confess their sins. They choose rather to bury their head in the sand and say, "I've not sinned," or "I'm not bothered about it," or whatever. Don't be one of those. Don't go with the crowd, I plead with you. Out of love for you, desire for you to be saved, I have tried to produce this short snippet. Oh, call upon the name of the Lord now. Confess your sins to him. Admit that you are a sinner. Cry out to him for his blood to wash you, his righteousness to clothe you, and Christ will present you faultless before God. Don't go with the crowd. Don't bury your head in the sand. If we confess, if you confess your sin to Christ, will you call upon the name of the Lord now? Oh, I plead with you. Don't delay. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved now.